This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's a Friday. Time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein. Get her best bets. And Ariel, thanks as always for joining us. Before we get to all that, have to get your reaction to last night's NFL honors. And obviously, we know you're a Ravens fan. Lamar Jackson not winning the MVP.
Happy Friday, guys. Yeah, so this one was a little bittersweet because I know all Ravens fans were up in arms. But I've got a fun little story for you. My brother and I were at the Ravens-Eagles game that the Ravens lost and probably had one of the weirdest, horrible losses of their season. Right after that, my brother looks at me in the car and goes, I want to bet you right now. Because mind you, my brother's under 21, so we can't like actually bet.
Yes.
He goes, I want to bet it. I want to bet you right now. I go, what? He goes, Lamar's going to win MVP anyway. I go, no, he's not. He's like, yes, he is. I'm like, all right, you want to bet it? He goes, yeah. I'm like, all right, I've got Allen and you've got Lamar. He goes, deal. So I had to get him a cowboy hat if he won, so if Lamar won. If Josh Allen won, then I win. And it's a whole long story, but basically my brother has to pick me up from the train station to go to my parents' house whenever I want. That's the long story short. And because that was like the easiest bet because, you know, he's only 18.
Yes.
So like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to harass him for money. So he goes, deal. This kid would not talk to me last night. He would not answer a call. He told me there was no way it was going to happen, that I was wrong, and it's Lamar. Oh, my gosh. So as much as I feel terrible as a Ravens fan, I can't help but tell you guys, it was really funny for me yesterday watching my brother tell me for the last month that there's no way I win this bet.
Well, maybe he's got another shot to win a bet. Super Bowl Sunday, Ariel. And let's start with the game side. Chiefs, they opened as a 1.5-point favorite. Now it's down to one in some books. Which side are you taking?
I'm on the Eagles. I bet it as soon as the AFC Championship game ended two weeks ago. The Eagles' secondary was their Achilles heel the last Super Bowl against the Chiefs. It's been the Achilles heel of this team until this year. You bring in Fangio, you square up the secondary, it's now top five in the league. The Eagles also have the best running back in football, Saquon Barkley. What did we see in the AFC Championship game? The Chiefs' run D did not look good against James Cook. 85 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. Saquon is much better than James Cook. So I think that the Eagles can dominate time of possession. They keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands. That Eagles front seven can make Mahomes struggle and scramble. So I'm going to take the Eagles on the money line. Defenses win championships, and the Eagles have the edge on the defense here.
Ariel, I don't make a ton of, at least this year I did, in years past I have, but I did not make a ton of kicker or defense prop bets this year. But for this game, I do like Butker over 1.5 field goals, and I like Chris Jones over 0.25 sacks, given some of the Eagles' interior O-line issues. Are you with me playing any defense and kicker props here?
Oh, that's my favorite for prime time. Guys, I track props all day, every day. the kicker and defense markets are the one that the books just like are always scrambling for. You could just tell the lines don't make sense the way they move like other props. The first defensive prop, over 8.5 total tackles for the linebacker on the Chiefs, Nick Bolton. Bolton has been so good in years past in the playoffs. This year, he hasn't had a great playoff. However, in years past, let's go to 2022, Bolton had 9 or more total tackles in 2 of 3 postseason games, including the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
2023, Bolton averaged 10 tackles a game in the playoffs, 13 in last year's Super Bowl. Multiple linebackers always lead the way in tackles against the Eagles, obviously because they all have to scramble to find Saquon Barkley. So Nick Bolton has his big game, and I got it at +116, which is very good value for the leading tackler on the Chiefs. Now for the special teams, we're going kickers. You can bet that the Chiefs have a longer field goal than the Eagles. So Jake Elliott's really been struggling lately. I feel like Sirianni doesn't really trust him right now, and the Eagles, they need to get in the end zone to win, not kick field goals. They'll probably go for it on fourth and short opportunities. Elliott's 0-1 in the NFC Championship, 44 was this long against the Rams, 32 against Green Bay, 31 against Dallas. Butker hasn't kicked a 50-yarder since September, but that's because he was hurt majority of the year. Seems to be healthy now, and Reed trusts him, so I'm going to say that Butker gets an opportunity and actually does kick the longer field goal than Jake Elliott.
Talking to Ariel Epstein's Inside Access here on The Fan. Ariel, let's transition to basketball. Raptors, Thunders tonight. You got a couple of props you like here.
Yeah, so Raptors, Thunder. First, I'm going with Oklahoma City center Isaiah Hartenstein over 10.5 points. He's going to the graveyard, guys, if he burns me again. He burned me a couple days ago with the worst game of his season, so I'm going to hope that he doesn't do it again. In home games against teams that are bottom 10 defensively, Hartenstein's done very well, averaging 12 points a game. That goes over 10.5 points. Toronto has actually struggled a lot recently against these big men. So if you look at, like, Cat, 27, Zubats, 18, Vucevic, 21, Edie had 13, all within the last 4 games. The center position is what I'm going to target here. It's a low number at 10.5, so over on Hartenstein points. I also like the Raptors small forward, Scottie Barnes, over 13.5 rebounds plus assists. You've got to look for games of props here and a 19-point spread that, like, all right, why is there a 19-point spread? Well, you have missed shots, so Barnes should be able to grab those. He also, his assists go up when he's against the bottom rebounding teams. So his rebounds, he's averaging just under 9 rebounds a game. Assists, he's getting about 7 assists per game. So I think when you combine those, you get 15.4. That's over 13.5 rebounds plus assists. So against these bottom 10 rebounding teams, you're seeing Barnes not only dominate in the paint with regards to grabbing boards, but he's also being a facilitator.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Check it out, thepropqueen.com and all Prop Queen Sports social media handles now, and Ariel Epstein everywhere else.
Ariel, you're the best. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thanks, guys.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest trigger this side of the Mississippi. It's Beltway Ben Hall. And what are you looking at this week?
He's been waiting since he woke up at 7:55 a.m. to hit that button. He's ready to go.
Yeah. I actually have been waiting since I was waking up at 3:30.
Oh, that's
last
there
week because I missed last week. So
touche. That's right. That's right. We lost you for a week.
I've been ready. I'll start. I got 3 NBA plays and 1 in college tonight. Trae Young for a double-double at -135. You can get his assist at -140. That's really the only thing here. Mm-hmm. He's going to score 10 points. Yeah. But the Bucks are allowing 11.9 assists per game to opposing point guards in the last 7 matchups, which is the second most in the NBA. He's got a double-double in 3 of his last 4 games. 35-10 the last time they played Milwaukee. Trae Young loves these type of matchups. He can carry his teams in the big game. I think he has a big night in this one. Bam Adebayo over 10.5 rebounds. He's over this total in 2 of his last 3. The Nets are allowing 19 rebounds per game to opposing centers, which is the second most in the NBA. And just 14 days ago, or whatever it was, on January 25th, 16 rebounds he had against the Nets. So it's a very, very good number when you know you have 6 to work with in their last matchup. And then my last NBA play, Jared Allen over 10.5 rebounds. Playing against the Wizards, they're going to be shooting it a ton. They move Valanciunas. He could push some guys out. Jared Allen should be dominant down there against whatever the Wizards have. He's over in 3 of his last 4. And the Wizards are allowing 18.2 rebounds per game to opposing centers in their last 7, fifth most in the NBA. One college play for tonight is UConn -3.5 against St. John's.
Yeah.
It's going to be a super exciting game. Feels like a Hurley big win spot at home against the top 12 team in the country. Hurley told his guys to watch Gladiator, so they're ready for the war tonight. That'll be pretty funny. UConn's coming off their biggest win of the season. That was at Marquette. St. John's is due for a loss. This is the toughest game of the year for St. John's. And in their last 3 years, Hurley is 7-0 at home against ranked conference opponents.
Yeah, I played UConn on the money line. That's yesterday at 132. I'm like, I'm just gonna go. Yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna go ahead and jump on that. I'm completely with you. All that talk about Patino's the big wig in town. And remember, like, if people don't know, Storrs, Connecticut is basically Hartford. I mean, it's a 90-minute drive from Madison Square Garden. Like, that's Hurley's region. Hurley wants to be able to recruit New York. Like, Hurley's going to want to put Patino in his place.
And we know how he is. He's going to be on the sideline. He's going to be the sixth defender.
Yeah,
he's going
to be the sixth defender. And this one's not in Hartford. This one's on campus.
Yes, this one's on campus.
Yeah. I like UConn there. And I'm with you on the NBA game. I just played the over. I got it at 136.5. You can still get it under 140. I would play the over on the Atlanta-Milwaukee game as long as you get it 240 or below. The Bucks have allowed 125 points or more in four of their last five games. And they added Kuzma, who just wants to chuck it from it. Yeah. He's not going to help them defend anything.
Atlanta also just moved their best defender.
And yes. Atlanta scored 115 plus of five of their last seven. These teams played an over game earlier in the year. The Bucks are over in 10 of their last 14. Atlanta's over in four straight. I think that game's played above 240.
Let the people know where they can find you, Ben.
At BH Journalist, streams every weekend. Saturday we'll have one, and then Sunday we have a very, very big one for the Super Bowl.
Nice. We'll be checking that out. Absolutely. Remember, Jimmy Patso's coming in studio at 3:30, but coming up next, League at Large, and with the Chiefs about to play in another Super Bowl, let's take a look at the Ravens versus the Chiefs by position group. Do the Ravens have an edge anywhere? We'll discuss next here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have Patrick Mahomes. So I don't want to. I'm not going to slight that part. He's a great player. Will go down, I'm sure, as he finishes his career. He's still young in this thing, but as he finishes his career, he'll be one of the greats to, if not the greatest, to have done it. So that definitely helps. I don't want to slight the coaches and his teammates. He's got some good players that he's able to deal the ball to, and those big offensive linemen that are helping him out. He appreciates those guys. Took him out to a nice steak dinner the other night. So it's he appreciates all those guys. And
Andy Reid telling no lies, as we've talked about a lot on this show. Patrick Mahomes 17-3 in the playoffs, which that's kind of disgusting. And so he was not an MVP candidate this year, though. Lamar Jackson was, though Patrick Mahomes much more successful in the postseason. But with that, we look at position groups team to team, as the Chiefs are the main team the Ravens are looking at in conference.
I have to give the edge to Kansas City here because one guy's the greatest playoff quarterback in NFL history, and the other guy got over some of his playoff demons this year, but until he gets past Josh Allen and or Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, I can't give Lamar the edge, because we're talking about ultimately two teams that are Super Bowl or bust every year. So I gave the edge to Kansas City.
And he's also talking about Lamar only beating Patrick Mahomes once in his career.
That was the Adafe Owe strip of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who is no longer a Kansas City Chief. No. And with that, let's go to running back.
I think Sammy Watkins fell down, and there was an interception.
Tyron Matthew, pick six. Running backs. And we have to give the Ravens a huge edge here. Derrick Henry, obviously, 1,900 yards. And quite frankly, the Chiefs, once Pacheco came back, it didn't look right. No. Kareem Hunt's basically the guy.
Yeah. No, this is Baltimore in a runaway fashion. And who knows? Keaton Mitchell at least got his feet under him a little bit this year. He could be an interesting piece for them next year. And Justice Hill is one of the best third down backs in the league. So that's a big advantage for Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a runaway there.
Tight end? Travis Kelce's going to the Hall of Fame one day. He doesn't look like prime Travis Kelce, but he still gets it done. The Ravens, at least right now, have two dudes, one of whom doesn't get it done in the playoffs.
I'm a bigger Noah Gray guy than most. This time last year, Noah Gray was a moneymaker for me. He hadn't shown in the playoffs yet this year. But I give, like, if they keep Mark Andrews around here, I give the edge to Baltimore. Now, I'm projecting off season into some of this.
Yes.
But either way, even if they trade Mark Andrews, I think likely would have a bigger season than Kelce and Gray combined in this offense next year. I always feel like Kelce's on a pitch count to the playoffs.
Yeah. I think if Andrews isn't here, I probably would lean Kansas City. But with Andrews currently in the fold, I think it's definitely Baltimore.
Jason, your opinion. The Chiefs win. Does Kelce retire?
Nope.
Run it back.
I mean, she's going to go on tour again, right? Like, it's not like these two sit at home and like.
But those.
I mean,
tours,
I guess there could be a honeymoon and then the.
But remember, those kind of tours.
Maybe there's a baby making period bone. I don't know. But like,
what are you saying, bone?
You can only have one. You can only have. You can only carry one child or one set of kids at
a
time.
Is that how it works?
That's how it worked with us.
The other part of it, though,
speak from our own experience with the three we had. That's how it worked with us. The stork's only, it's a 9-month process, and the stork drops
it off.
Still
learning.
So I think absence makes the heart grow fonder, even for those two crazy kids.
But there's usually a little break between tours. Like she did, I think it was called the Reputation Tour, and then there was like at least a year plus until she started the Eras Tour. So maybe because you're preparing for it, you're rehearsing for it.
She and then if they do want to start a family, that's a whole different scenario.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's retiring.
Wide receiver, which is an interesting one because the Chiefs have quantity.
But you're also spinning it forward. D-Hop's a free agent.
Yeah. Hollywood's a free agent.
Hollywood's a free agent. They're getting Rice back. I hate to cop out. I put even on this one.
Yeah.
I put even on this one. When you factor in Rice coming back, they always draft them. They're always drafting receivers. They usually tend to pan out okay.
But they're not there yet.
I know, but I'm just telling you what went into my projections. I went, Rice is going to be a hell of a player.
Right, yeah, Rice is really.
Stays out of trouble.
I'm going slight lean with the Ravens.
That would be mine. That's right.
Zay Flowers coming off a Pro Bowl year. Yes, Rashad Bateman, 9 touchdowns. I'm going slight lean.
Right? I'm
going
to go full Jim Miller on the Chiefs here and go Ravens. I just, they got two dudes, and at least it looks like it right now. Rashad Bateman had 11 touchdowns last year. Zay Flowers made the Pro Bowl, whether we think he deserved it or not. I'll lean Ravens.
I don't have a problem with Zay Flowers.
I thought Brian Thomas had a better year, but that's fine. Offensive line. Now you got two studs on the Chiefs O-line in Tooney and Humphrey. They're going to lose Trey Smith.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of need two tackles. Ronnie Stanley's leaving. I'm going slight edge Kansas City, but you could convince me. Yeah. How well the Ravens draft and develop offensive linemen. Now, the Chiefs do as well.
Mm.
You could convince me even, but I went slight edge Kansas City because Tooney's coming back and Creed Humphrey's coming back, and I think they're going to go get Ronnie Stanley.
I'll probably give a slight lean to the Chiefs as well just because of the uncertainty right now with the Ravens at the left tackle position. We assume Rosengarten's going to transition there and do a good job, but then you got to find a right tackle and then possible guard. So some uncertainty right now with how things stand.
Anything on defense where you felt one team had a big edge over the other?
I like the Ravens secondary more. I mean, the Chiefs have a stud corner, but the Chiefs have been rotating and shopping out safeties for a while. I mean, you've got Hamilton. I think Pagano joining this staff makes all those guys better. You know, I give Kansas City an edge at D tackle just because of Chris Jones, I don't think he's going anywhere yet with the way that contract's structured. I gave Baltimore a slight edge at linebacker, but Roquan better be Roquan.
Yeah.
Bolton's going to walk, you know, but they've done a good job drafting linebacker.
By the way, I don't want to get too far off script, but did you notice Roquan wasn't there last night for the Walter Payton thing? That was interesting.
What do you mean?
I did not know.
He was a Walter Payton Award finalist.
Yeah, they had everybody
there,
up
but
on the
Roquan
stage.
Was not there.
He was the only one not there?
I noticed he wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know.
That and as a guy that played for the Bears and knows the Payton family,
right.
I thought that was a little interesting. Alas. Hey, coming up next, Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patrick. Hey, can I give away those tickets? 410-583-1057. Fifth caller. Two tickets to see Billy Joel and Sting at Nats Park on September 5th. 410-583-1057. Jimmy Patzo's next here on the Fan. You know what that music means, but Jimmy not here yet. I was texting with him last night, so he is aware. So I would assume he's been...
There's a lot that goes on in his universe.
Yes.
Whew. He's got Under Armour responsibilities. He's got programs to oversee.
There he is. I gotta let him in.
He's a big man on campus at Monumental Sports. Ted Leonsis can't do much over there. We shouldn't do much without consulting with Coach Patzos first. I mean, he's got the Terps looking tournament bound.
Towson.
He's got the Towson Tigers on top of the CAA. The man's got a lot going on. Frankie the Wonder
Frankie,
Pop.
You can't hold Frankie down.
He was outside running around.
Oh,
see me.
Bring him in. Bones got the window closed.
Across the street.
The sun goes right in my eyes.
It's Frankie's world. We're all just living in it, Coach.
Okay, here we go. What is this?
Sunshine, how
summer
are you?
Camp with the Steinfelds. What's going on with the lights in your eyes? What?
Well, if you open that door.
Do you want me to
just
demonstrate?
Yeah. It just shines right in my eyes. It shines right in my eyes. That's the problem.
He's good being able to see.
We need Kenneth happy at all times.
Absolutely.
Yes.
1,000 wins on the road in front of 27 people at Stony Brook.
Yeah.
Which sometimes can be a weird way to play when you go up there and there's
I was a little worried about it. If it got under 7, I was going to jump the Tigers. I told the people here, 7.5 is tricky. If it gets under 7, take the Tigers. Anything else, just let it go.
Jimmy, Jason's Mr. CAA, man.
JLCAA.
He's been killing the
CAA. You know,
CAA
is a little have and have nots this year. Mm-hmm. However, Wilmington, William and Mary's the surprise team. Charleston's the reigning champ, but the Tigers are the number one. The Tigers have been the most consistent in league play from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And it started when they went down there. They split. They beat Wilmington, lost to Charleston. Close game. And they've been rolling ever since.
Yeah. And Charleston's not what they were. It's weird to me, like the teams, like the Philly-ish teams, as I think of them, like Hofstra, Drexel, and Delaware's totally down. They've checked out, right? Delaware's leaving the conference. They're going to the Big South or whatever. They've checked out.
They're
those three are kind
of
down
USA
to me.
Or the Sun Belt,
or Conference USA,
please,
wherever they're going.
Please check the Delaware Blue Hens travel schedule the next 5 years.
Liberty's the closest team, I think. Liberty's the closest
Jason,
team.
Jason, as usual, highest marks. Think what he just said. You can get to Paris faster than you can get to Liberty.
Direct flight.
If there's traffic on a Friday from here to Liberty, it's 5 or 6 hours. Okay, direct
tell Vaughn where Liberty is.
Paris.
Where Liberty is.
It's about 6 if after you're at the airport. You get a little tailwind, you're there in 6.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're going to Louisiana Tech. We'll talk about some of these people that make football moves. But what matters is the Maryland women, feisty.
Yeah.
Pushing, shoving early.
Destroyed Oregon.
Went out there, beat Oregon, who's in the middle of the pack. So they got their wins, and our men.
What happened?
Ran out of gas. It was a great start. I was as optimistic as I've ever been. I started having nightmares because last year wasn't so great at Ohio State.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's kind of where that guy got the. You know, they came back and won when they were going to fire the coach, and we just didn't quite finish in Columbus again 2 years in a row. But going Sunday, going to see Rutgers, Ace Bailey, Harper, Gary Williams, and I are going. It's all going to be exciting.
Nice.
Here's the thing. Now it's a must win. Here, you know what it is with the men? Towson has to win their league to get in. That's it. The Maryland Terrapins are in.
Right.
I just would rather have a 4-5 seed.
Amen, brother.
7-8, 7-10 is almost impossible to get to the next. You know, you're going to play the 1 or 2 seed. One time we did it. We were 10, beat St. Louis at 7, and then we went and beat UMass at 2.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Mario Lucas had some threes. But Joe Smith was just, his coming out party times 10. They got us back here a year later, him and Camby. It was a great game in Baltimore Arena when we played like real teams in the Baltimore Arena. Like, that was packed.
That was like Dante Bright and those guys.
Dante Bright, Mr. Offensive Rebound, him and Dana Dingle. But anyways, 7-10 is just tricky. You know, like last, like Terzius last year when they beat James Booknight and them, and Eric Ayala played well. I was out there at the COVID year. We were 10, they were 7. We beat UConn. We played Alabama. It was over by the first time out. I mean, it just wasn't good. You know, last 2 years ago, West Virginia, we beat in a couple points in a great last game of Bob Huggins' career.
Yeah.
Him and Willard, two of the good guys, were down in Birmingham. We win. We run into Alabama again, who has, by the way, 5 pros. Alabama's guys that didn't get drafted are in the pros right now. So that's my thing, Ken, about getting to 4 and 5 and 6. And last night, I'm not saying the ship sailed, but it may have. They opened the window to get out the door, as opposed to you win that game last night, you're 3-4 seed.
Jimmy, were you surprised by the early substitutions in that game, especially following a week layoff?
You know, sometimes he just wants to keep guys involved. Look, Jay's a good player. The backup point guard from Memphis, he's solid. DHS is coming off the bench. You know, he's a former starter. Kapari's a talented guy. So in other words, we haven't seen
Malachi Palmer in a minute.
Yeah, Malachi Palmer, who's going to be the future, because he's going to stay, and he's really probably, and some people would play him now, but you know, you have older.
Yeah.
Look, this is a mini NBA. It's not the NBA. We'll get to the Wizards in a second. 3 in a row, Wiz. I think they just won the trade situation. Well, they're paying now to be good later because guys want to get teams and players. And the reason I'm bringing up the NBA is you got to do some things now to keep guys not just for the next week happy, the next month happy, but maybe next year happy. Or maybe I want to see who like can play a little bit. Like, let's get the team. Sometimes on the road, you want everybody involved. I used to sub 5 at a time sometimes on the road. A team play, B team get a couple minutes. We're all in this together. It was the second half is what happened. This, I mean, they were up fine at halftime. They just second half, we stopped scoring a little bit.
Well, this team can shoot the 3-ball now. And people in this room last year, we were aghast anytime they would try. So if in this era of modern basketball, coach, and you shoot as well as they do, right? They're top 4 in the Big Ten in percentage coming in this game. Is 13 attempts enough? Because for me, 13 attempts is not enough. Now, Gillespie only playing 27 minutes has something to do with it, but 13 attempts to me ain't enough.
Rice, look, Bill Raftery said it. And you know, the analytics guys are going to get on the phone today and kill a guy like me. I'm some analytics. I'm not all analytics. Analytics guys are going to say layups or threes, and that's why Ohio State won. Yeah, one of them banked in.
Yeah.
Guy played great defense. He made him shoot it higher, and it banks in. They hit another tough three in front of their bench. They were taking away the three, but we were making twos. Rice is really one of the most improved guys in the country. I've seen him and Castro, the kid down at GW, the center. Like, I'm talking about most improved, like, from came from nowhere. Rice was hurt, didn't play at Virginia Tech. He's playing great. Sultan's good. Queen, you know, you got two bigs. Maybe this is Twin Tower action. They did make a lot of mid-range, but maybe they should have taken
Well, it's got to be one of the... I'm thinking more threes or just more lobs. It was not really either.
No, they just only scored 29 points in the second half.
Seven field goals in the second half.
I want... the first half, those two... Gary Williams and I will tell you, when twos go in, they're great. When they don't, then the analytics guys say it should have been a three. They were making all their mid-range in the first half. You can go back and look. Raftery's talking about how when Willard said we're a mid-range team, we're really good at it. Look, they're scoring points this year. They just kind of ran into a wall in the second half. I was texting with Wyman, and it's just we needed to go on a four-minute good run. We kind of just were a melancholy four. We never had a great run.
You needed 5 minutes where Gillespie took the game over.
Yeah. That's pretty much
what was going on with him last night? Like, it's just that you chalk it up as a bad night. And him and, quite frankly,
he was getting the treatments in the previous game. Now he's out the first TV timeout, 8 days off.
Heating pad on the knee.
I'm not, you know, hey, they practice. Willard's colleges still practice. The pros, they don't practice. That's what I mean. We're not pro basketball yet, but we're moving towards it. You know, what's your cap? Who's playing? Are your money guys producing the most? If your money guys don't produce in the NBA, you're losing, you're Tim. You are losing if you're top two. Just ask him.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That would be. So it's not there yet, but it's close to it, you know, and. Look, he's Gillespie at home and Jacoby on the road a little bit right now. That's old hockey term. That was rough at home, Lindsay on the road. He used to play Buffalo, and that's what they say about the Sabres. He's getting better on the road, but he's not a road. You know, to be a good road player at this, look, Belmont's a nice place. Missouri Valley's a nice conference. It's not. Yeah. It's not the Big Ten road games. He's coming around. And he's doing it. He just had an off night last night. At home, he's Superman. And that's look, protect him. You win Sunday against two NBA players who's playing better. I mean, every NBA scout in the country is going to be there, not just to watch Bailey and Harper. They're keeping an eye on Queen.
I'd rather play them a week ago, Coach, where one of those guys is still sitting on the sidelines. That's just me. Rutgers. I'd rather got him a week ago.
100%.
Well, when Harper was hurt.
Yeah, when Harper was hurt.
It would, but Bailey, you know, when he did it against Northwestern, he had guys like me guarding him. We'll see what he does when Queen's guarding him. But Julian Reese is playing his way into a second-round pick right now.
He's playing awesome.
Consistently really good. He's like Eton Thomas. Is he a second-round pick? He might be better.
If he had a mid-range game, he's a one?
Yeah, plus he's too old. Nobody's picking anybody. I just got off the phone with the Wizards. I mean, we just had an unbelievable week. I mean, AJ Johnson's really good. He's just only 20 years old. He has to play a little. That's the kid they got from the Bucks. They now have four first round selections. You can put AJ Johnson, act like he's a rookie next year. They have two picks coming up this year.
Got rid of Johnny Davis.
That was over anyway. Yes. That was a trade.
Yes. Kuz, thank God. See ya. Sorry.
I mean, Kuz is a good guy. He wants to go to the Bucks and play. Middleton's older.
He wants to shoot from all over.
Look, they won three in a row because Brogdon and Gispert.
Yeah.
And they're keeping those guys. The rest are all young. Doesn't matter. They just want young. Valanciunas and Kuzma, go play on winners. You did your job here. They signed for a good deal.
Are they playing on winners, though? I don't think either one's playing
on
winners.
The Bucks won the play-in tournament. Adam Silver will tell you that matters. I won't, but the commissioner will.
Yeah.
You have two All-Stars, and Lillard and Valanciunas. You have Lillard and Giannis.
Yeah. Freak. Hey.
Now, here's the thing. We'll get to the NBA later. Back to college. Brenda has her things with Sellers and the girl from Rutgers transfer. Where's her money going to go next year? There's more money than ever coming in because of the TV deal, just like the NBA with the CBA. College, maybe Willard last night wanted some other guys to play, including Malachi Palmer, to know that he has a future here.
They also got a big donation, too, Jimmy.
$10 million.
I know. I can't believe Ken's
Sunshine
brother,
Inc.
I can't believe Ken Wyman's brother gave all that money.
All I got was a box of chocolates.
Big Turf fan, my brother. Hey, we'll come back, talk more basketball with Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, in studio here on The Fan. Jimmy Sunshine Patsos in studio. Before we get to the NBA, I do have a quick question for you. As a coach, Selton Miguel, 1-on-5, shoots that three last night. It goes in, but that's got to be the ultimate no-no-no-no-yes shot.
Or is it just no-no-no-no-no?
Haven't you guys been watching the Warriors and Curry? This is the way we...
Rafferty said different era, Jim.
Different era. Look, guys, run to the three-point line on the break. It's a different era. That's why the analytics guys will say, hey, if you're making them, we're right. If we're not, no problem. We have words like future and relevance and optimism and the joy of playing, but you have to live with those, but the numbers will get you there in the end. That's why I don't like coaching anymore. Because you have to listen to the guys like that, Tim, that you put on your wall as your heroes, your analytics guys over there.
Tim, you number jockey. You sig wannabe.
Big on analytics.
I think half of it's good. Look, if you're feeling the heat, if you're feeling hot, If you're feeling hot and you make it, so what? Salt Miguel's had a good year for them.
Yes.
I thought he had a rough night last night, though.
Yeah, but I'm not in your business. You thought, you know, Derek DaCosta should be fired. So, you know.
No, I never called for his head.
Well, you called for some Stone. People's heads. But.
Stone called for his head.
Stonefeld.
Stonefeld did call for his head.
My point is this. I'm just looking at the overview of, look, this is all about one thing in my business. Can you make the tourney or not? St. Mary's lost a tough one last night. I work for Under Armour. Full disclosure, anybody listening. We need 13 to 17 teams to go to the league. To go, right? Auburn's number one. That's great for us.
They're a wagon.
And yeah, but you still, well, they lost to Yale in the first round last year, and I'll be the first one to remind Bruce Pearl of that, because Yale was an Under Armour team, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
Except I didn't have a team in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, right. Then you care the weekend later.
My thing is, usually the next game, you know how that works, Jason? That upset always, very rarely is that a Cinderella run.
It's one and done.
So you look at it and say, Selton's been a really good pickup. Gillespie's been a really good pickup. Rice has improved. Queen's awesome. He doesn't do things numbers-wise as much, but he helps you win, including his block at the end is why he's a 10-year pro.
Yes.
And Juju's been great. All right, so we missed on the bench. They missed on the bench a little in terms of having us, and I don't want to sound too old, the Vinnie Johnson microwave score. Drew Nicklaus, okay? When you just said Mario Lucas, he was a seventh man.
Yeah.
We had one big and one Taj Holden hit threes. Like, they don't have a guy. Ryan Randall, outstanding backup center. We don't have a guy off the bench right
Jimmy,
now.
Jimmy, at the risk of being lumped in with him, the bench was minus 46 BPM last night.
That's unbelievable.
Starters are plus 46 and your bench. Now, this isn't just the traditional plus minus. This is the BPM model, but per 100 possessions.
But the
bench was minus 49 BPM on a night where the starters were plus 46.
When the starters that's a problem. Right, and that's something you have to get on the plane if you're the head coach, and you have to look at yourself and say, did I mess up? You know, did I roll the dice too much? Look, I'm on the Wizards alternate cast tonight with the Sports Junkies, just the second half, the whole second half. They'll be bringing this stuff up because, A, we're going to talk Maryland because, you know, they love hoops, and the Hoyas are getting a little better, and we'll talk because, you know, the Wizards, you can't talk all NBA. This is an alternate broadcast. And the NBA, they live by that stuff, Jason. Mm-hmm. They live by that, and that was a calculated risk that didn't work last night. But overall, are they having a good year? Of course they
yes.
are. Do they have good pickups in the free agent market? Sure.
Yes.
Does everybody have a player that's not living up to the number attached to him? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, DHS is not doing quite what we thought 2 years ago, whether it was a ranking number or a financial number.
Yeah.
Remember what we learned in the NBA, Tim? Before I make one statement about a player, I want to know one thing. How much is he making?
There you go.
That's my Davis Bertans model. Love him at $2 million. Tolerate him at $5 million. Can barely watch him at $10 million, and I have a voodoo doll of him at $16 million. In other words, that's the range when a guy's making that kind of money.
Yeah.
Of that's how you judge him. So in the NBA, this is a mini NBA. They're traveling charter. They're doing all this other stuff. They're on TV. And analytics are going to come into it. But Jason's, that's a very good number right there.
Jimmy,
not a good number, but a good number.
I think I'm the star pupil today, Coach. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I outshine Gigi today,
for
right?
Others.
And he's in a hole.
But, yeah. Clearly. Before we get to the Wizards, I do need to hear what you thought of the Luka trade. And why the heck did they not put that up to a bidding war?
You know what? The Wizards have just said every rumor that Kevin Durant and them might come home wasn't true, but was true because after the Luka trade, anything was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, look, I think that the Dallas Mavericks made a really good trade for the next 18 months. I don't think they made a good trade for the next 8 years because they could win it. Because Anthony Davis, when he wants to play the game he's supposed to love, that he used to love, because it's different now. But he won a title before. Klay Thompson's as good a guy as you're going to meet. That's Michael Thompson's son, by the way. Went to Washington State.
He doesn't know
State
who that is, Jason.
And played for Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Is as good a guy and as hard a competitor and wants to win. Kyrie Irving, when he's right, and he appears to be. Jason, they can go further than the Lakers this year. Now, Luka goes to L.A. Maybe he takes the L.A. diet approach. Maybe he gets skinny like all the stars. Because in Dallas, I think he was. I don't think he missed many barbecues in Dallas lately.
It's on the Adley diet.
Because that was the thing about him was the conditioning.
It's been all you all week, so I was going to defer.
It's been all. They're worried about his conditioning and his commitment to playing. And the guy loves playing. The guy went to the finals last year.
It's amazing.
He carried them to the finals, won at Minnesota, had a great run, ran into the super hot Celtics, super talented Celtics when it was their year, and they traded him. So We'll find out in the next 5 years who was right, but in the next 5 months, it might be Dallas who was right.
Jimmy, Beltway Ben had a question. You don't have headphones, so I'm going to ask it to you, but I think it's an interesting question. You were talking about the lack of bench for Maryland. What about a scenario where Shelton Miguel, who was sixth man of the year in his previous conference, put him on the bench to give you instant offense coming off the bench and maybe start a DHS or a guard instead? What do you like? What about that?
I think Kevin Willard knows exactly what he's doing.
You don't like the instant offense off the bench, Jimmy?
I think I like instant offense.
He'd like it more if there was a different guard to insert.
How about Jae Young? How about Jordan Geronimo?
Jae Young can play the point and move Gillespie to the two, but I'm not a Willard knows what he's doing. Look, he made the problem is he made the move.
Malachi Palmer.
I already told you he's the future.
Yeah.
And he's you just want to play him a little, but he's from Mount Zion. He's gonna be really look, Miguel's out of here.
Right.
That's over.
Right.
Juju's gone, so you need
he's
a
your age, Jimmy, so of course. And,
you know, you hope Queen comes back for a year, but you don't know. And Rice is back, and Gillespie's back. That's really good.
Yes.
Palmer, you want... In other words, Willard's done a good job of figuring out you need some guys back, some young guys in, and some old transfers. Because 2 years ago, he'll be the first one to tell you that he took too many young guys.
Yep.
They couldn't shoot the ball. You just said it. You know, Jamie Kaiser and DHS were too young. He wanted to start freshmen. Yeah. They had a really good scoring point guard, okay? Sure. But Dante Scott was, you know, he was who he was. He showed you who he was and believe it, and he was a solid player, but and Juju was maturing. Juju's taking a huge step for them this year. Reese can't get enough accolades. He's a guy that plays 5 years in the NBA, starts on a two. Better if he doesn't get drafted, Tim. Let him pick his team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because remember, there's a whole world with the CBA where there's expiring contracts.
Yeah.
Who's a two-way? Who has a center? We all know that two of the three of the guys that have just gone to the Wizards probably won't ever play for the Wizards. Reggie Jackson's already been with
them. Yeah.
But Malcolm Brogdon and Corey Kispert will stay. Why? Because they're veterans that are really good players. Kispert's a young veteran. No, he's not, because he went 4 years to school.
Yeah.
So he's 28. Malcolm Brogdon was a rookie of the year and sixth man of the year. Keep him off the bench. So how does this relate? Once again, minor league basketball is now college, and it's AAA. And I listen to your Orioles shows, and all of a sudden, you don't get paid for a farm system. I thought that was very good. Who cares?
We're kind of over that.
By the way, Dan Shaughnessy, how'd you get him?
Yeah, we always get
us.
He's our guy. We want to poop on Boston, and we go to Dan Shaughnessy.
He was here?
Yeah, News American way back in the day.
By the way, I think it was the Washington Star before that. Yeah.
Wow, he was great, and he knew then he was ready to jump, like typical Boston guy, he was ready to jump in on the Celtics, ready to jump in on the Belichick and the Patriots. Yeah. Not, it didn't sound like he voted for Mr. Kraft to go to the Hall of Fame.
No. I don't think so.
To jump back from the pros to that, we're going back and forth because that's what we do. It's Friday.
That's what it is. Keep up or go home.
Sunshine, you want to do another segment?
I'll do another segment. Okay, but easy on my Terrapins because he didn't have a bench this year, maybe in his fourth year.
Yeah.
Willard, everybody's learning.
Bones got
system,
some questions
Jim.
About Swanton Rogers at ODU in the next segment.
More,
he's big on the Cowboys. He's tracking the Cowboys.
Frankie's in the car. He'll be all right.
More with Jimmy Patsos next here on The Fan.